Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another session of Read the Word. I know you're enjoying reading this word as much as I am. And here's the cool thing about it. The more we read, the more God has to do with our life and gets involved. We get answers. Now, today, we're going to be reading about the covenant-keeping God. Because Abraham's now an old man. Sarah's going to die. We're going to see Isaac and Rebekah. And we're going to get all the way to Jacob and Esau today. Two chapters. Are you ready? Let's pray our opening prayer right now. Chinnick, you always find the opening prayer in the notes of the program. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. I really like that prayer of, I am filled with all the fullness of God. Now, for those of you that's with us on YouTube, you can get the Blog Talk Radio link right in the notes here, and you can listen to this again in audio form on Blog Talk Radio. It's available there every day. We're studying the book of Revelation right now, and we welcome you to get in touch with us, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. If you'd like to go through the book of Revelation with us, then please contact me and say, hey, Pastor, what I got to do, and we'll find a way to be a blessing to you. Here we go. Genesis chapter 25. Abraham again took a wife. Isn't that something? And her name was Keturah. And she bore him Zimram, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan begat Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Asherim, Letushim, Leomim, and the sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, Aldea. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. Abraham gave gifts to the sons of the concubines which Abraham had. And while he was still living, he sent them eastward, away from Isaac his son, to the country of the east. Interesting, Abraham's a hundred and however many years old when he marries Keturah. Seemed like it was 130 or something. Anyways, and he's having more kids once the miracle happens. Abraham's like, populate the world. I'm in verse 7. This is the sum of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died in a good old age, an old man, full of years, and was gathered to his people. His sons Isaac and Ishmael, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, in the field which Abraham purchased from the sons of Heth. There Abraham was buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt at Beer Lahai Roi. Verse number 12. Now, this is the genealogy of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's maidservant, bore to Abraham. These were the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names, according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajah, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadar, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael, and these were their names, by their towns and their settlements, 12 princes according to their nations. Exactly what God said he was going to do, and he did it, even though Abraham and Hagar sinned, well, Sarah sinned too. God still honored his word. He's a covenant-keeping God. Verse 17, these were the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years, and he breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people. They dwelt from Havilah as far as Shur, which is east of Egypt, as you go toward Assyria. He died in the presence of all of his brethren. This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled within her. And she said, if all is well, why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord. Verse 23. And the Lord said to her, two nations in your womb, two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. Isn't it something? In the womb, God knows where they're going. So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over. So they called his name Esau. Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand took a hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob, which means heel grasper. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore him. So the boys grew. Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Here we go. Don't start doing it in the family. Keep everything in peace. Love everybody like you ought. You got enough love in all your hearts for all your kids. Nobody needs to get left out. 29. Now Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with this same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. Esau said, look, I'm about to die, so what is the birthright to me? Well, he wasn't about to die. And according to this verse in the book of Hebrews, he sought repentance of selling his birthright and never found it. Because God considers your birthright very important to you and me. 33. Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank, arose, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. That's what God doesn't like. Genesis 26. Don't you just love reading the Word of God? I love it. It's majestic. We're studying Revelation, and you can see God weaving this whole thing all the way through the whole Bible. It is all woven together. 26:1. There was a famine in the land, besides the first famine, that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Verse 2. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all of these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands. He's going to give it to them. And in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Same blessing on Abraham, and now the blessing is on Isaac. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Verse 6, Isaac obeyed God and dwelt in Gerar. How awesome is that? And we read from the book of Job, if you obey and serve him, you live your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. We already read that. Verse 7, the men of the place asked about his wife. And he said, she's my sister. For he was afraid to say, she's my wife. Because he thought, lest the men of this place kill me for Rebekah, because she's beautiful to behold. Get rid of your daddy's hang-ups. Came to pass when he had been there a long time that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through a window and saw, and there was Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife. Verse 9, Abimelech called Isaac and said, quite obviously, she is your wife. So how could you say she's my sister? Isaac said to him, because I said, lest I die on account of her. And Abimelech said, what is this you have done to us? One of the people might soon have laid with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us. So Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Verse 12, then Isaac sowed in the land. That's what God said to do. And reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. God did not tell him to lie. And I get an amen from anybody. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herd and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Why does the Holy Spirit of God, who inspired this book, think it's so important to tell everything these guys had? Because he wants us to prosper. 15, the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in those days of Abraham, his father, and they had filled them with earth. Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us, for you are much mightier than we are. And Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water, which had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also, Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac, herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. So he called the name, the well, Esek, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So So he called the name of that one Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well. And they did not quarrel over this one. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Verse 23. Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. God's honoring his covenant with Abraham through Isaac. Verse 25, so he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well. Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzah, one of his friends, and Phicol, the commander of his army. Isaac said to them, why have you come to me since you hate me and have sent me away from you? They said, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, let us there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you. Them boys were scared of him. Then you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord. Say it with me. Because of Abraham, I am the blessed of the Lord. Think about it. Verse 30. So he made them a feast. They ate and drank, and they arose early in the morning and swore an oath with one another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. Came to pass in the day that Isaac's servants came and told him about the well which they had dug, and said to him, we have found water. So he called it Sheba. Therefore, the names of the city is Beersheba to this day. When Esau was 40 years old, he took as wives Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite. And they were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah. And you don't ever want that to be said of you and of me. Now think about this. We see God honoring his covenant with Abraham. And in that covenant is a promise for you and me that we have a promise of our children to 1,000 generations. Never stop praying for them. Never stop believing for them. Keep speaking the word of God over them. And watch God turn your family to the things of God. Powerful set of scriptures that we read today. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I always want to give you the opportunity to do that. This is the first step to a life as a believer, one who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in 90 seconds, your life will change forever. Pray this with me. I'll lead you in a prayer. You say it after me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
John,
when I believe in you,
when I believe in you,
you give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for that.
And I thank you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in
you. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
Filling every part of me.
Filling every part of me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly prayer language.
Pray in my heavenly prayer language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
Every day.
Every day.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. In that 90 seconds, your life just changed. You might be saying, wow, what is it? How did all that happen? What's going on? Here's what we know. Our God has just touched your life forever. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Send me an email at hgpreacherman@gmail.com. I want to know what God's just done in your life and will be a blessing to you in many ways. I want to help you walk with God. That's why God sent me here to do this. And if you send me an email, I'll send you 10 most important verses as a new believer. I want you to have them. Once again, my email address is HG for Holy Ghost. HGPreacherman@gmail.com. Sure would love to hear you or receive a card or a letter. You can find the address right there. We want to just rejoice with you in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.